really heavy. So the threat will continue to be for local flash flooding from a heavy downpour once again tomorrow, possibly Thursday too, with a good rain chance to continue. Scattered evening rains taper down to then increasing scattered for the morning, likely for the afternoon Wednesday, to an afternoon high into the upper 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show at the Casting Center in Mandeville with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, August 13th, 9 to 5. Sunday, August 14th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, August 13th, 9 to 5. Sunday, August 14th, 10 to 4 at the Casting Center in Mandeville.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth, and also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to another one of my shows here on WGSO 990 AM is where we're recording from today. And then, as always, you can hear my shows on any podcast app at William Wallace for America. And then you can also catch me on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, and all of that. And as you all know, I love bringing on things for our community. People think that my show is politics in nature, which it is, but people think that just because it's a political natured show that I only like to talk about whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, but nothing can be further from the truth, because when you really look at it, we're all sharing the same community. Whether we got R's or D's behind our name, whether we're independents, liberal, conservative minded, however the case may be, the only way we're going to fix the problems in our country or our state is to start in our own communities and find the things that we have in common. And the best part about that is we don't have to give up our ideologies to find the things that we either have in common or find solutions to the problems that we have in our communities. The absolute best way and first step we need to take to fix our country and our state. So with me today, as you all know, one of my favorite things to do is bring on nonprofits. With me today is some people from the Jefferson Council on Aging, and we're going to find out who they are, what they do, some events coming up, and the first one that we're going to bring on is Claudia. Claudia, how are you doing today?
Good afternoon. I'm doing great. My name is Claudia Sabatai. Can you hear me all right?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you perfectly.
Great, great. And yes, I'm the chairperson for the board of directors for the Jefferson Council on Aging. First of all, I want to thank you very much for this opportunity. And I agree with everything you just said. It doesn't matter what side of the map you are in. The most important thing is that we are on this all together.
Absolutely. Well, Claudia, we got some other people on the Council of Aging that are calling in for the show, too. Is that correct?
I was expecting Al Robichaud, but unfortunately, at the last minute, I couldn't confirm him.
Oh, no, he's on the line. He's on the line.
Great. I couldn't confirm that he was going to be on, so that's great.
Well, I'm going to bring him on in just a second. We're going to talk about you first and what you do with the Council on Aging, and then we'll bring him on what he does, and then we're going to explain this to the audience, because I think that this is an organization that everybody needs to be involved with on a bigger scale here in our community. And I think that when other people listen to my podcast around the country, they can see this as an example of an organization that they might need in their community. So, Claudia, tell us about the Jefferson Council on Aging.
Jefferson Council on Aging is a designated area agency on aging for Jefferson Parish residents. When I say this, is we are responsible for planning, organizing, and offering a comprehensive set of programs and services. And the main idea is improving the quality of life of our Jefferson Parish 60 and more year old seniors.
Okay.
So we have a big task ahead of us. This year we are celebrating our 50th anniversary. The organization has been in Jefferson Parish for 50 years, actually a couple of more years, but the pandemic is making us celebrate our anniversary this year, the 50th anniversary. But the most important thing is to assist the senior citizens of Jefferson Parish to age with dignity and independence in the place and manner of their choice. That's very important.
And then you create activities to keep everybody active, and you know, and while there might be a lot of people that are, you know, don't need, let's just say there's probably a lot of people out there that don't need you know, an organization, or in this case, a council on aging, to be able to stay active or stay in, you know, touch with people and be, how shall we say, be in touch with people in a way that they're always active. But in this case, there's a lot of people who don't have that network, and you all provide that network?
Well, we have 10 different senior centers in Jefferson Parish. From the 10, there is only one, the one in Grand Isle, that is still operating as far as distribution of food, which is one of our programs. But due to the hurricane, the building is not operative right now. And I'm sure Al Robichaud, our executive director and CEO, can tell you much more about that. But the most important thing for seniors is to be connected with the outside world. Having activities, depending on the center that they go to and they attend to, they have a lot of activities like dancing, exercising. They connect with other people. They do handicrafts. They go and have lunch there, which is important. And that way they reconnect with the outside world. One of the studies says, and this I know because I'm very much into this cause myself, seniors need to be connected to the outside world to don't miss out what is going on out there. And neurologically, it's very important for them as well.
And once again, your title with the Jefferson Council on Aging is what?
I am the chairperson of the board of directors of the Jefferson Council on Aging.
Okay.
I started as a gala committee person 6-7 years ago, and I embraced this cause so much. I got so much interest in what we do at Jefferson Council on Aging that I was able to work and be able to be where I am today. And I have to thank everyone that trusted me with this very important position.
All right. Well, we're going to bring Albert on and let him talk a little bit, and then we're going to talk about the party that's coming up, or your event that's coming up. Albert, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, sir. Thank you so much for inviting us to come on your program.
Well, it's a pleasure, because as I said at the beginning, I think that organizations like this are just a puzzle piece in our community that not only solves problems and brings people together, but improves our community, improves our state, and improves our country. So what do you do with the Jefferson Council on Aging?
Well, I'm the executive director and the CEO of the organization, and of course I organize the programs for the citizens of Jefferson Parish and oversee the staff, which we have over 150 people working for the Council on Aging.
Now, are you guys, you're a nonprofit, but obviously you have to raise money to pay people and pay the bills and everything. How do you all do that? Do you all do that through just fundraisers, or how does that money come in?
Well, we're quasi-governmental. We do receive public funds from the federal government through the Title III Hold Americans Act. We also get funding from the state of Louisiana to run our senior centers. We get money from Jefferson Parish through the general fund and also a millage, but it's a small millage that only brings in about $900,000 a year as compared to East Baton Rouge's millage that brings in over $10 million a year. And, of course, we depend on private donations and grants and from our corporations and in the community and nationwide.
So what do you do? So as the executive director, I tell you what you do, but what type of events – now, I'm going to ask this question a couple of times because I'm going to ask you a question. I might get an answer. I'm going to ask Claudia a question. What type of events do you see as the primary ones that the Jefferson Council on Aging does for the people that are members of it?
Well, we assess every senior in Jefferson Parish who calls us for assistance. We have over 107,000 seniors in Jefferson Parish, 60 years and older. And that is the largest senior population in the state of Louisiana. And once we assess them, we determine what programs they need or services they need. And, of course, our most important is food. We deliver approximately 1,400 meals a day to seniors throughout Jefferson Parish. And most of them are over 80 years of age and cannot provide meals for themselves. And, of course, we also have programs such as exercise programs, socialization programs to keep them from staying home and looking at the four walls. I hear that all the time when I go to a senior center. Someone will come up to me and say, thank you so much. If we're not for this senior center, I would have to look at the four walls all day long, and that would be my life. So we try to have programs for the purpose, as Claudia said, which is to assist citizens of Jefferson Parish to age with dignity in the place and manner of their choice. So all our programs are designed for that purpose.
All right, Al, I got to cut in here because we have a commercial break. So you guys are going to be on for the whole hour. Hang on after this commercial break for some more.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Does your company need to wear a mask to be compliant? Do you feel masks are needed to stop spread? Or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliably, sanitary, and with American workers to help the U.S. economy. To find out how to get bulk quantity level 1, 3, and KN95 masks, call 504-738-5729. That's 504-738-5729.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at graceatthegreenlight.org.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
All right, everybody, welcome back to my show, William Wallace for America. Recording in WGSO studios today, but of course you can find this show on any podcast app afterwards. I'll have it as a podcast in the next day or two on any podcast app, so you can listen to it. I'll post it on my Facebook page at William Wallace. That's W-A-L-L-I-S, by the way, William Wallace for America, and you'll be able to listen to the replay of this if you miss it this time. You want to share it with somebody. So, Claudia, what is one of your favorite events that you like that the Jefferson Council on Aging puts together?
Well, our major event is our gala that for 3 years we couldn't do it due to the pandemic. It's something that we all look forward to have every year, hopefully. But it's an amazing event where we bring our community to celebrate with all of us, sponsors, people that want to enjoy a nice evening, everything we can do for those people. To me, since I started as a gala committee member, I think that is the best. But I had the chance of interacting with the seniors at different activities, at the annual meeting, for example, or other meetings that I was asked to be like kind of a moderator. And it's so nice, like Al said, to hear from them how thankful they are. Not because we need for them to be thankful, but in general, they are very pleased with what they receive from the Jefferson Council on Aging. And that is rewarding. It's really rewarding, at least for me.
So when is your next gala?
Well, our next gala, believe it or not, for us even, it's coming up August 20th this year, 2022. It's going to start at 6 p.m. at the Chateau Golf and Country Club. It's one of the menus we usually use. This will be our 8th gala, Senior Moment, it's called. And we are also going to celebrate our 50th anniversary, our golden anniversary of the Jefferson Council on Aging.
So is this gala open to anybody who wants to buy a ticket and go?
Indeed. Tickets are running out, so I ask people that if they are thinking about joining our gala or would like to be a patron or a donor, this is the time to do it. There's still room. We still have room in the tables, but we have a limited amount of people due to the location. But yes, they can do it. They can go enjoy a very nice evening of dancing and having friends with you and enjoying with everyone.
How does somebody get a hold of you, or how do they buy? Where do they go to buy tickets?
Okay, there are two ways of doing it. They can do it online at www.jcoa.net. That's our website. Or if not, make it easier for people that don't like to use a computer. They can call 504-207-4141 and tell the person that answers the phone, most likely Renee Shover, will answer the phone, and you can tell her that you would like to purchase tickets for the gala, or you would like to be a donor or a patron.
So this is something where everybody who might be going to your different community centers during the year, they might be doing one of the events. This is a chance for them to, you know, get dressed up and go see everybody on a more high-end party level and dance and eat and drink and just have a good time with everybody on a very social, or a much larger social level, we'll say.
This is the main thing, enjoying yourself. We are also going to have a silent auction. We are going to have a parade of prizes for people that are interested in the items. In a few days, it's going to be up on the website. They can look it up at the items. And 10 days before the gala, they can start bidding online. So I tell you, if you really want to enjoy a nice evening and in a very good location with a very nice and pleasant atmosphere, I suggest you make your reservations. And if I can repeat the phone number.
Yeah, repeat the phone number. Bring Al back on in a second too, but go ahead.
Yes, it's the phone number is 504-207-4141. To buy tickets or be a donor or donate an item for the parade of prizes or the silent auction. We still are open for that. Or if you just like to go online, go to www.jcoa.net.
So real Thank quick, you. Before I ask Al another question, I want to add, I have two things to say real quick. Is there a membership fee involved for people to be a member of the Jefferson Council on Aging?
No, there is not.
So basically, somebody might, let's say, and it's funny because I'm thinking age here. You know, if you've got a friend or a family member that's older, you know, you might want to make a donation, or you know, even if you don't go to the gala, you might want to make a donation to the Jefferson Council on Aging just to support it for maybe to help support it. For a friend or relative that might be in that age category who uses it. Would that be an accurate statement?
That would be fantastic. Including those people, we have the form and they fill out the form. They want to make a donation, but they tell us, I'm not attending a gala, and we'll take that as a donation for our causes. We have different services that we provide to our seniors, and I can tell you, that is amazing the amount of services we have.
All right, Claudia, I'm having you on the whole show, so hang on because I have another question for Al. So Al,
I'm here.
Okay, so Al, tell me, I want to talk about the history of the Council on Aging. Who started it? It's been around for what, 50 years? Obviously, this is your 50th year gala celebration. Who started the Jefferson Council on Aging?
Well, as best I understand, because I haven't been around that long, but as far as being in the, I'm older than 50 years, but I haven't been with the council for 50 years. From what I understand, it was like a committee that was set up. And believe it or not, you know, we always hear Louisiana is last to do things. We always at the bottom of every list. We actually were at the top of this. They started councils on aging, and they called them voluntary councils on aging. And this was before the United States passed the Older Americans Act. So we started actually in 1970, even though we're actually 52 years old, but we didn't have our gala for several years. So that's why we're celebrating the 50th anniversary this year. So we're actually 52 years old.
Okay.
And then the Older Americans came in, and it set up the system of area agencies on aging and councils on aging. And we were ahead of the game in Louisiana. So we fit it right into the federal structure. And the main reason they started senior centers was because...
Hey, Al, I got to interrupt you because we got a card commercial break that we got to take.
No problem.
So we're going to continue this after the commercial here at WGSO 990 AM.
Stop, spread, or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliably, sanitary, and with American workers to help the U.S. economy. To find out how to get bulk quantity level 1, 3, and KN95 masks, call 504-738-5729. That's 504-738-5729.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself.
Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home. Or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trey Ball has had ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trey Ball Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the right...
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Three tax preparers from West Wego are arrested on felony charges of defrauding the state's disaster relief program. Star Carbo, Johnny Mae Ricard, and Erica Williams all work for Global Tax Service in Jefferson Parish. Department of Revenue spokesman Byron Henderson says investigators learned they charged clients as much as $110 and inflated the value of losses when submitting for a refund on sales tax they paid on items lost during a declared disaster.
The company was doing this without the knowledge or consent of their clients.
All three charged with injuring public records. Louisiana's received $134 million in federal funds to offset the effects of climate change and reduce chronic flooding. DOTD Secretary Sean Wilson says money will be spread out over the next 5 years, so the state is expected to receive $25 million this fiscal year.
As opposed to just spending $3 to $5 million a year on road elevation.
He says the money can also be used to update pumping capacity for floods. This is news from LRN.
For nearly half a century, Tiger Ag Magazine has covered all things LSU sports. The 2003 National Championship with Coach Nick Saban. Tiger Rag Magazine was there. The 2007 National Championship with Coach Les Miles. Tiger Rag Magazine was there. And the undefeated season of the 2019 National Championship with Coach Ed Orgeron. Tiger Rag was there. With coverage from the practice field to the hoisting of the trophy. But in all these years of LSU sports moments, there has never been a more exciting time to be a Tiger fan than now. A new era has arrived at Tiger Stadium. Coach Brian Kelly has arrived in Baton Rouge with aspirations of grasping the one thing that has eluded his illustrious career, a national championship.
It takes hard work. It takes a commitment.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there every step of the way as Coach Kelly attempts to solidify his status in Louisiana immortality. Follow each moment with Tiger Rag Magazine on newsstands now. Online at TigerRag.com.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't.
Take it in. Pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to William Wallace for America here on WGSO 990 AM. Again, catch me on any podcast app. With me today is Claudia and Al. They are from the Jefferson Council on Aging, and we've been talking about how not only the history of the Jefferson Council on Aging, but I think for my national listeners, and especially my local listeners, but that an organization like this not only solves a lot of problems for people without bringing politics or ideologies or anything like that. And I bring that up because, one, my show is political in nature, but only in the sense that I try to find solutions for our country, our state, and our government, our local communities. And I think this is a perfect example. And it's a resource that people need. 60 is the new 40, though, Al. Come on. Right?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's what everybody thinks. And we're actually dealing with two groups of people. We're dealing with the great generation, and we're also dealing with the baby boomers. And, of course, we have to have different programs for both of those groups because the baby boomers think they'll never grow old, you know.
Right,
so
exactly.
That's the problem. Well, we were talking about the history of, and we were talking about Title III that was created by the federal government. And Title III provided for the meals program, the home delivered and the congregate meals. And the congregate meals was designed in the senior centers, in other words, to bring in seniors, get them out of their homes so that they weren't isolated. So they provided a meal, and that's where the senior centers started. We also have in Title III homemakers, where we go into the homes, where professional people go clean the homes to keep them in a healthy environment. We also have personal care to give people baths and to help them with their daily chores in terms of clean, you know, making up their beds and things like that. We also have respite care to bring in people, because the hardest thing is for a caregiver who has to be there 24/7. That you bring in someone to give them relief for a couple hours so that they could go with their spouse and have a meal or go see a movie, you know, or something like that. And, of course, one of the things that's very important is material aid as well, where some people, and I've known several people, who could not eat solid foods. So they lived off of Ensure, and we provide Ensure and adult diapers. Again, keeping in mind our goal is to keep people independent and in the place and manner of their choice.
I love this. I had no idea this even existed, all these different resources right here in our own community. So I'm gonna make two other points here. One, do you know who it was, the name of the person that actually started this movement in Jefferson Parish?
Well, we give credit to Tom Laughlin. Tom was considered the godfather of aging in the state of Louisiana, and we've named the Jefferson Senior Center, the Tom Laughlin Senior Center. And I know he started out, he was one of the first, the very first, to do that. He pushed for some of the legislation, because, for instance, the Title III did not fund senior centers. That came from the state of Louisiana. And I know that Tom was instrumental in getting funding for those programs. So we recognize Tom throughout the state as the godfather of aging in the state of Louisiana.
So he's responsible for everybody getting old? I'm just teasing. So I want to make a point here that I'm giving you credit for helping me think of this. Look, I always say this. I come up with a lot of ideas when I'm talking to people in interviews, and I never want to be like, oh yeah, I came up with the idea. No, this conversation helped me get this idea, and I think that's important to say, because when you have this type of conversation with a lot of people, you find solutions. And something that you gave me the thought on here is, when we talk about solving problems in our community. Here, Tom Lachlan came up with an idea on how to serve people that were aging in our communities. So he gets people together, he creates the Council on Aging, creates the concept of it, and then later is able to get funding for it from a federal level. And now that action, that type of action in our community, solve problems, brings in some federal money. It is now helping more people, regardless of who they are, where they're from, how old they are, you know, in age range, you know, after that 60 age, he said. But regardless of party affiliation or ideologies, everybody, they're getting help because one person found a need and worked to get a solution. Now, did he work with other people around the country to get federal funding possible for the communities?
I know he worked in the state of Louisiana, and he was recognized throughout the state of Louisiana. We all looked upon him for his wisdom and his guidance, and I found that out instantly, and I was fortunate. I was trained under him, and I could tell you this. This man dedicated his life to serving seniors. They were everything to him. They came first, and that's what is so important about our mission, and that's what we teach our staff. You're not important. Yeah. Our seniors are important. They are everything. They are the reason we exist. Without them, we do not exist, and we're here to serve them, not to be served.
I love that. So, Claudia, tell me, what do you do on a daily basis that you see makes the largest impact for people in the aging part of our community? I'm not going to say senior citizens or old people, or because 60 years old, like I said, I said the new 40, but I don't want to insult. It might even be the new 35. But what do you do on a daily basis that you work so hard for?
Honestly, well, we go through phases. Of course, now all our energy and all our passion is put into the gala. But every time I have an opportunity, I like to talk about the Jefferson Council on Aging, because I'm the first one, when I was invited to be part of this committee, that I had no idea Jefferson Council on Aging existed. And I said, how in the world is this possible that living in this place in Jefferson Parish at the time was like maybe 15, 17 years, and I never heard about this. So if I can accomplish from my end to make Jefferson Council on Aging visible to our community, and I was going to say, William, not just the seniors, the young generation, because they are the ones that need to know that we have all this available for the seniors, because you might have a grandmother or a grandfather, you might have an aunt, you might have a friend that needs the services, but you as a young person can help us out as well. So it's very important that people don't think that our gala is only for seniors. This gala is for all ages, started at 18, that can enjoy a nice evening and contribute to our cause.
So maybe an older person that's wearing a poodle skirt to go dance at the gala, a younger person can wear one because it's part of their when they want to fit in, right? I say that tongue in cheek humor, of course, but
yes, of course it is. But it's important that people understand. And if you let me mention this, we are going to have a band that is very well recognized here in Louisiana and in New Orleans mainly. It's called Julio and Cesar, and they are band.
Okay.
We're going to have five musicians on stage. They are entertainers. They entertain most of the galas that we have around town, private parties and everything else. And they don't just play Latin American music. They play all kinds of music, because what their goal is to have everyone in the community, in the party, in the gala, enjoy the evening and have fun.
Well,
so that's very important.
I love the fact that you brought up how young people can get involved and should get involved, because to your point, you know, they're going to be aging eventually, but it's good if they, like, I know plenty of people that have elderly parents that need to find activities for them. And this is, and like Albert said a minute ago, this gives them a chance to go have a dinner or a meal if they have their elderly or even their aging relative, you know, taken care of for a little while. What are some of your, Claudia, what are some of your favorite activities that you see as being some of the, your favorite and the most important that the Council on Aging does?
Well, besides the Meals on Wheels, which really caught my eye when I first started talking to someone about Council on Aging, the nutrition services is very important. The senior employment is one of the programs that I think is amazing for people that are 55 years old and older, that they need to meet certain requirements, of course, low income requirements, but they can get job training and a variety of organizations. And at the same time, they have a chance to work at least 20 hours a week. So that will give them an opportunity. There are people that never work in their lives, and they get to a point at a certain age that they don't have any training. They never did anything. And through this program, they can get that chance. So I think that program is one of the most amazing programs besides the Meals on Wheels program. And then all the activities we have in the centers, the handicrafts, the just the fact that they mingle with each other and they talk to each other, they relate to each other. They all are aware of how is the other one feeling, if they are okay, if they are home. I mean, so many things that connects them with the outside world. I mean, that to me, it's amazing. So, amazing. Outstanding.
So, Claudia and Al, we got one more commercial break. I'm going to bring both of you on back on after this next commercial break. I know the time goes by fast. And we're going to, because I think by us asking some of this information out there, it's informing a lot of people on your organization. We're going to catch this back up after the break here on William Wallace for America. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal. Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trey Baugh has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trey Baugh Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff. PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
All right, we are back with me, William Wallace for America, and Claudia and Al with the Jefferson Council on Aging. So, Claudia, how old do you guys take people?
I'm sorry, how old?
How old do you all take people? Like, do you have, like,
100-year-olds?
I mean, like, do you, I mean, like what percentage would you say are of what ages?
No, I mean, Al, you can answer that question better than me, I think.
All right, Al, so Al, that's your question then. She passed it over to you.
All right, we have people, a few years ago at the Jefferson Senior Center, which is now Tom Laughlin Center, we celebrated two people, their 107th birthday. The majority of our seniors who we deliver meals to, the average age is about 82 years of age.
Okay.
And we have people 90s. You'd be amazed how many people over 90 years old are still active. We have a lady at the Harahan Senior Center. No one can outdance her with line dancing. There are a few more services I really need to emphasize, if it's okay with you.
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to give you that opportunity before you do that, though. So you all have activities for people that are almost 100 years old. They could go there, and you all bring them to these different centers, and you all have activities for them.
Yes, sir, we do.
How does somebody find out about the activities?
Each senior center, all 10 of them, post on their website their activities for the month, so they could look and see which they enjoy. We have everything from bingo to line dancing. We even in Lafitte, we used to have duck carving classes.
How cool is that? So, and you're getting ready to tell me what other activities you want to talk about, which I think is great because I want to get all of that out. And this podcast will be where somebody can listen to this exact conversation as many times as they want so we can spread the word. So let's chalk up this last few minutes with as much information as we can get out. So I'll let you go ahead.
Okay. We have, for people who do not understand Medicare, we have a SHIP program. It's SHIIP. It's a state program through the Office of the Insurance Commissioner.
Okay.
And that program helps people go through Medicare and Medicaid and explain to them every aspect of it, help them fill out the forms. So if anyone can't understand it, they could call us and we'll walk them through it. We also have, it's called Senior RX, where we help people get reduced prices for their medications. In some cases, we get them free. And then we have an Aging and Disability Resource Center, which is in our office, that a person could call in with any problem facing a senior. We are the senior's safety net. They could call in, and we get calls about suicide. We get calls about homelessness. They call in, and if we don't have a service that can help them, we connect them with someone who can. And the beauty of all this was that when they created a nonprofit corporation. We have 501(c), so any donation is tax deductible. And that we're non-political. I cannot go into any political functions. I cannot put anything on my car or on my person regarding any political candidate. We work well with everyone, and we're fortunate that the Parish of Jefferson, the administration of Cynthia Lee Shang, has been tremendous, as all our councilmen are. The governor has been tremendous. He's helped get us more funds for our agencies, and all of our delegation in Jefferson Parish in the legislature have been phenomenal. So we're very fortunate. We have great cooperation from our political and our business leadership in this parish.
I love that you brought up, again, non-ideological, nonpartisan. I love that because we could talk politics all day long, but at the end of the day, it's coming together on ideas to help other people that matter the most. And that's what Jefferson Council on Aging is doing. And I absolutely love it. And look, like I said, the governor has helped out tremendously. I think it's really important to point that out. Cynthia Lushang has helped. I think it's very important because, you know, these are people that, I don't say they're crossing party lines, but they are ignoring any kind of party line to be able to help people. And I think that is so important in today's world. And I always like to make the political point because I think when you tear down that wall and you just go after helping people, we serve the community better. And that is what you guys are doing. And I think it's wonderful. So before I go back to Claudia to give her some final word, though, Al, what else do you want to mention? Or is there anything that you forgot or that I didn't ask? And also, repeat again how to get a hold of people.
Yes.
One thing that would be real important is if somebody in the community, like a person who's a member of the Saints or the Saints ownership, Pelicans, if they would come forth and take this as a personal cause, because Jefferson has a council on aging, Orleans has a council on aging. Yes, we get federal, state, local funds, but it's never enough for all of the services that are demanded of us, especially since the pandemic. So please, someone in the community, step forward and be a face and an advocate for the seniors in this parish and in the area of Jefferson, the metropolitan New Orleans area.
Well, Al, you all are always welcome on my show, not just here on the radio, but I also do a lot of video interviews. And if you ever need some any kind of publicity or help to get out the word, you call me up. I'll bring my equipment to you if that helps out. We can, you know, show people different programs and show some things. Let me know if I can help with anything. And I'm saying that live on the air because I mean it. You know, I know you're not going to call me every day, but sure. When there's events like this, like we got, like, you know, when Dr. Anderson called me up and said, yeah, I talked to Claudia and Claudia got you on. It's all of us working together to help other people. Claudia, what do you have? What's that, Al? I'm sorry. What?
Yes.
Come to the gala and you could film it. That would be a good thing.
I love it. I'll come take some pictures.
Of course.
So, Claudia, what do you have in some of our final moments here at the show?
I want to say two things that I didn't mention at the beginning. One of them, we have an amazing executive staff led by Al Robichaud and his executive team, plus 150 employees. But the board of directors, with the chair of, it's a group of volunteers. So it's 16 of us that we volunteer. We have a term of 2 years. And I want to say thank you to all of them because they volunteer their time, their ideas. And on top of that, besides board members, we also have gala committee members, which are also volunteers. So as you can see, we all come in together to make this a very successful event, our gala Senior Moments 2022 and the ones to come in the future. But I thank each and everyone that are involved with the Jefferson Council on Aging because it doesn't take one person. It takes a village.
And one last time, Claudia, how do people get a hold of the Jefferson Council on Aging? What are all the different ways?
Yes. By phone, 504-207-4141, 504-207-4141, or in our website, www.jcoa.net.
All right, Claudia, thank you very much. Al, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, guys, we're going to post it on the Facebook and the website. Y'all have a great day.
On the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.